Brandon Lloyd coming back to Denver this week. What did you learn from watching him back when you were a rookie in your second year?
Mostly, what I learned was, he's very explosive, He can go up and get it. He can run routes. He's just a different type of dude because he runs routes in a way I never saw before until I got, to work with him. And he was telling me the stuff he did. Of course, he's more elusive than I am, but, just the way he's so smooth and all his routes and make everything look the same, it kind of helped me out.
Even though you guys haven't played him in the regular season, you're familiar with the 49ers from a lot of preseason games. Does that help you get to know these guys a little better, know kind of what you're going to be facing?
A little. I can't say 100% because not all their starters were playing. We played them. And we see some of the concepts, but, like regular season is totally different from preseason. So we know a little, but not much.
I think we asked you last week, are you going to be jockeying for, those record-setting balls to – have your name etched up there? I know you're up there for 400. Not sure what other records you have right now.
Not really. I just want to win. The main goal is to win. I'd be super happy to catch 509, but I think our main goal is to beat a good football team.
Well, Julius said he wouldn't hold on to 509. Would you at least think about it and hold it ransom to Peyton or the NFL or somebody wanted to pony up or just hand it right over?
I'll give it to Peyton. I'll give it to him. Yeah.
Were you surprised at all the way the Jets came out in that coverage where they had basically 9 guys? Coverage line numbers in the 90s fanned out. Did that the way that
they done did it a couple times on film, and they done did it a couple times this year. We knew it was gonna get something different, and they told us the whole week that you'll have big guys in front of you.
Do you expect teams to game plan a little more toward Julius now, given his hot start? Could that open up other parts of the field for not necessarily you, but a Welker or Emmanuel?
Man, I couldn't even tell you what any team would do. It's different every week. With our offense and with, having Peyton as, our guy, you never know what you'll get.
You're a pretty good size guy yourself. What do you think when there's a big guy in front of you? Do you relish that?
My main thing was not letting them touch me. But, it intimidates some guys a little, but main thing is not letting them touch you.
And I would imagine you're pretty successful with that? Or no?
I was fine.
What do you see out of the secondary of the Niners? How good can they be in the NFL here?
They can be great. They got one of one of their cornerbacks is leading the league in interceptions. He's around the ball a lot. So, our main thing is, trying to go out and, do something to, convert and get in the red area. Not a lot of teams been in the red area on this team as well. So, they can be skies to the limit. Parrish Cosman playing great and the rest of the guys as well.
How much you enjoy playing another one of the juggernaut teams in the NFL on Sunday night when everyone's kind of watching? You kind of relish that? Or would you rather play one of the easier teams, 0-5, and play on a Sunday night?
I'm fine with playing, them. It should be fun. I look forward to playing, other guys on the opposite team that's, one of the higher powerhouses so we can go out and, see what we're about.
When you're a young guy, you're a strong guy, is it? How big a challenge is it to know you're going to have to play 2 games in 4 days here? Is that a big deal, a small deal, no deal? What is it?
It comes with what we do, and I think our main thing is it's a mental. It's mental. It is, making sure, I think the main thing to help it out is, win Sunday, and then you go out, come Thursday, and, you come to work on Monday to prepare for San Diego, and I think it make it easy if you go out and win Sunday.